And this is based on a song, so we'll just continue that theme. It's based on a song by Dolly Parton, who wrote a song called Coat of Many Colours. So I've sort of adapted that. So quilts of many colours. Back a few years, I am wandering once again, back to when you littlies started school. I had your special baby clothes, some generously donated to us, and the time had come to put these clothes to good use. They were clothes of many colours. I cut them into squares so small. Rompers, dresses, trousers, coats. I made 3 patchwork quilts, one for each and all. I sewed the squares together, sewing each piece with love. I made your quilts of many colours that I hoped you'd be proud of. Each outfit held a memory of frolics in sun and snow. As I stitched, my mind roamed free to many special moments so very dear to me. My lovelies, as I sewed, I recalled the story from the Bible that I read about a coat of many colours that Joseph was so proud of. His father deeply loved him, so he gifted Joseph a special coat, and these quilts are my gift to you. I passionately hope that your lives find love and happiness, and I bless all 3 with a kiss. I want you to understand these quilts, they are so rich, full of your mummy's love sewed into every stitch. And one day you'll know the story that I loved you as I sewed, and that these quilts of many colours are worth more than all your clothes. Sorting these papers out. Emma's made a mess of my desk. So, just continuing that sort of theme, and Emma obviously has just performed those songs, which are just amazing. And there had to be some poems about the children and about my husband. Wave your hand, Mark. So here we go. My life's passions. Emma Kate, your smile lights the room. A gentle spirit that blossoms and blooms. Such a bonny lassie and so amenable, bringer of reason and always peaceable. Your singing voice will add joy to your life, a positive gift to turn to in times of strife. Evie Rose, my strong but fragile flower, brave and courageous, an admirable power dwells within your sensitive, caring heart. I saw a warrior spirit right from your start. Harness your passion, it's a positive force. Embrace your convictions and find your life's cause. My wonderful cuddly bundle, Josie Grace. Sparkly green eyes gaze from bewitching freckled face. Brimming with life and bouncing love. The kind heart of an angel sent to me from above. Wherever you go, friendship will too. Joy, blessings and love will always follow you. Sometimes her bouncing love has a bad side to it. Archie Isaac, my bespectacled, smiley-faced, golden-haired lad, my singing, sunny Jim who makes me laugh when times are bad. Your dearest treasure, Rabbit, best pal since birth, priceless to you, of unfathomable worth. It demonstrates how much loyal love lies deep within. You'll defeat life's adversaries with your love and beaming grin. My amazing children, how can it be that God saw fit to entrust you to me? But he did, and I handed your lives back to him, confident that he would one day bring you all back together, united to me, having won all life's battles victoriously. You birds of a feather, please stick together. Look out for one another. Your strongest allies are your sisters and brother. Direction will be found by seeking God's face. Only in him will you find true freedom and grace. Of course, it wasn't easy to think of wonderful, positive things to say about my children. I didn't have to rake them up at all. Mark asked me not to do this, but I just couldn't resist it. I just couldn't resist it. Mark, I love that your name rhymes with aardvark. And also with shark. And with pockmark. Hark and quark. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm just enjoying taking the pee out of rhyming words that entertain me. Really, I'm trying to put off explaining what you mean to me. As you know, romantic emotions kind of make me a bit squirmy. But it has to be said, before I depart, there has never been another so dear to my heart. Oh, Mark, I might as well go for this. I love you. I love you. I love you, my Mr. Almighty. I'm so glad it's your pajamas that have ended up nightly next to my nighty. But don't be mistaken. Don't be misled. We actually wear now in bed. I had to explain this because Mark's a man that likes facts to be said. Mark, you're the rudder to my wayward boat. You're the solid vessel that keeps me afloat. You're the cup that matches my saucer. You're the amazing father to our son and daughters. You're the clear full stop on my rambling sentence, the warming soul that melts my indifference. Our love has not been a walk in the park, more like sliding, slipping, and spinning in the dark, and I don't mean in the bedroom. Often not sure of the direction we're heading or how solid the ground on which we're treading. Our secret? Friendship. We hold tight to each other. We know we were made for one another. Our solid foundation is built on nothing less than Jesus and his righteousness. In the darkest days or in times full of joy, Jesus is the peace that nothing can destroy. His love for us both has been patient and kind. We can stand united in his words, always aligned. So, Mark, my 6'3", hazel-eyed, ginger ninja man, my flame-coloured head to our amazing clan, my counsellor, strengther, repairer, my forerunner, fire, depender, my fighter, shelter, helper, my protector, inspirer, provider, my friend, confidant, believer, my companion, explorer, inventor, my buddy, my soulmate, instructor, my wonderful, wonderful man, my truly awesome, faithful, constant, dependable, hilarious, wonderful man. When the time comes that we have to part, we can both take great heart in knowing that we will meet again in a place full of joy, free from suffering and pain. And at those pearly gates, we'll greet, well, don't know if he will, with great elation, eternity together, the end of all separation. And there, Mark, you will be at last perfected, no longer by me to be corrected. We'll have made it, Mark, married bliss. There's no nagging in utopia, nothing's amiss. So look upwards and higher, to a better place where true love will be perfected by God's boundless grace. Marky. You know, yeah, much of that was serious and some of it wasn't, but Mark is the unsung hero in this story. You know, I'm the person sitting up here today, but the truth is that he is the solid rock that has kept all of our family running and functioning and has had to, you know, do his job, take on childcare, take on anything really that I was unable to do for long periods of time. And that has not been easy. But, you know, he has just taken all of that. I don't think I've ever once heard him bemoan his situation, not to me anyway. And I'm just so grateful to have Mark in my life. And I think it's really important that people understand that, you know, cancer isn't just happening to me, it's happening to Mark, and it's happening to the children, and it's happening to close family who walk this with you very closely. And there's some other poems, you know, in the book about family, but really the message I'd like to have an opportunity to say today is that we're a team. And the reason I can sit here today with a book and some other things in the pipeline that are going to come along is because of that team, right? I'm just a tiny little bit of that. So it'd be really nice for you to speak to Emma at the end and Evie and just tell, you know, that they're amazing too. I mean, obviously, I'm the most amazing one. What has she done with me? If you've got any time, just, you know, just give them a quick one. Right. This is the last one I'm going to actually read to you. I don't want to tell you everything that's in the book because you've no point buying it, is there? So this is the book that's on sale. So I'm just going to make this really clear that they're £7 and £2 for 12, and every £12 for two. What did I say? That would be a right bargain, wouldn't it? We're not that generous. I was never very good at maths. So Karen Verrill has funded all of these books to be made out of a charity that she personally owns or has set up called Ladies in Pink Scarves. Now, Karen Verrill is the manager of the Maggie Centre in Newcastle, and this is an offshoot of that she had going long before Maggie's ever existed. And the beauty of that charity is that she can decide, there's no board, there's no committee, she can decide how that money is best used. And she's chosen to make the focus of that charity individual situations. So, for example, she might pay for somebody's, if somebody's not got a very good prognosis ahead and they had some big plans for, you know, a wedding in 2 years' time or, a great holiday that the whole family had, you know, been working towards, but it looks likely that cancer is going to end their lives, then she would choose to use some of that money to enable that person to have that dream, you know, with immediate effect. And that is amazing. And I have benefited from that because she really believed in my poems. So she paid the money to have this all published and all brought out. So I'm extremely grateful to her. And she wanted to have, she sent 1,000 books run off. She really believes there's going to be more than that sold. So I really want to do my best to get all these books sold, which basically means if each person in here bought about 100, we'd get there. And if you can't do 100, then, well, I suppose one will do. No, it's a really important charity. It's done a lot for me and it does a lot for others. So, you know, please, you know, it's not about money that's going to me or anything. Please, like, you know, get them for your friends. If you don't like the poetry, then just give them to somebody else. So I'm going to finish with The Angel of Maggie's. So I wrote this with Karen in mind, with the job that she does. You know, she hours, I mean, 9-10 hours of the day, and you can ring her through the night, and she will be there to meet your needs. She's an amazing woman. The Angel of Maggie's. There is a place, a beautiful place. I love to go there. Waves and swathes of warmth and hope wrap their tender wings around my bruised heart and my broken mind. The courtyard wild garden swaying with meadow flowers, banks of tulips and daisies moving in spring breezes, my secret healing retreat, hidden from clinical corridors, a haven from deathly wards. I can hide amongst the blossoms and blooms, the muted calm colours in secret little rooms, concerns covered by summer scents, gentle faces and voices meant to offer hopeful choices in quiet, caring voices. Protected, connected, united with others on the same winding road, all of us candles in the wind, not knowing where to turn to when the rain sets in, trying to hold the shadows at bay, cancer has caused us to lose our way. But here, in this heavenly place, we come face to face with a champion fighting our cause. We are all heroes within her walls. Her compassion drives away our negative perspectives. She directs us to positive objectives. She guards our souls like a lioness, not allowing illness to be what defines us. No one human could achieve this role, constantly demonstrating such a selfless soul. So what is she? Shall I tell you? I think she's an angel. I honestly believe this is true. She is disguised, of course, in heels and smart dresses, with perfect hair and shiny lip glosses. But I've seen her wings peeping out as she flutters about, her magic dust giving gentle caresses that lighten heavy hearts from cancer's stresses. She brightens my downhearted face, bringing supernatural hope to my hopeless case. Her bubbly giggle makes me laugh, transforming my darkness into brightness, carrying my pain on her wings of lightness, cutting into my dark deepness, her angelic strength soaking up all my weakness. My forerunner, my banner carrier, waving the flag for victory over cancer. My counsellor, confidant and friend, walking life with me until it ends. She's my guardian angel, constant, reliable, unchangeable, always honest, never mincing her words, but like a sweet songbird, she gives me reason to hope and the skills to balance on cancer's tightrope. She took my broken wings and showed me that I could fly free again. So how do I thank this angel of mine? Few bottles of Prosecco, a crate of wine. I imagine this would cause her eyes to shine. But I think, what will cause her wings to flutter in delight, and her golden halo to glow very bright will be knowing that the strength in her wings is what gives my wings new flight.